Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Plans for a new national maternity hospital remain stalled pending a resolution on the ownership of lands on which it will be built. The state, via the HSE, will build and operate the new facility at St Vincent's Hospital in South County Dublin, but the land will be vested in the control of a new entity, St Vincent's Holdings, which will maintain links with the existing operators of the hospital. The Religious Sisters of Charity withdrew from day-to-day involvement from the hospital in 2017 and will transfer ownership of the site to St Vincent's Holdings. Concerns have been raised about the new hospital's governance, though, and in particular the potential of influence of Catholic religious ethos on day-to-day operations. The state considered buying the site outright, but this was opposed by the St Vincent's Healthcare Group, which also conducts private for-profit businesses on the site at Ellen Park. Now, a new legal advice commissioned by the Uplift organisation argues that there are strong grounds for the state to take ownership of the site via a compulsory purchase order. With me now is the former master of the National Maternity Hospital, Dr. Peter Boylan, to discuss all of this. Dr. Boylan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
We'll get into the legal opinion in just a second, but you might start by reminding listeners why you remain opposed to the current plan for the new National Maternity Hospital, which, and I'll remind people again, will be a wholly state-run facility constructed on lands leased for a new body called St Vincent Holdings. Isn't that right?
That's actually wrong. The state will not operate the hospital. The hospital will be operated by a new company called NMHDAC, which will be under the control of St Vincent's Holdings, which is a new company that the Sisters of Charity are trying to transfer their holdings in St Vincent's Healthcare Group into. However, that is mired in controversy and is being held up for several reasons, partly because the Controller and Auditor General is doing a review on spending, and partly because the board of the HSE have indicated in their minutes of their board meeting of 25th of June of this year that they have significant concerns about the level of assurance the legal framework provides to ensure services to be provided at the new NMH will be fully compliant with the law of the land, the state's financial investment, both capital assets and revenue funding. Remember, it's going to cost in excess of $800 million, is the latest estimate, and the state pays for all of the running of the hospital. They're concerned that it'll be appropriately protected, and governance arrangements are appropriate and reflect public interest.
Okay,
so it's a serious concern at state level.
Okay, so can I put it to you, before we discuss the legalities or the grounds for a CPO, what you're discussing is the corporate and legal framework upon which the new hospital could work on could be operated under, and surely it's a question for the state to set out and agree with the owners what it wants, as in full operational control, and then to work out the legality. I mean, that's surely a cheaper option.
No, actually, again, no. This has been going on since 2013 when James Riley, who was Minister for Health, announced that the hospital would be co-located, not integrated with St Vincent's Hospital, and 2016, the Mulvey Report. So that's 5 years they've been trying to work out the legal arrangements. Now, what a CPO represents is a solution to the Gordian knot represented by the problems that are incredibly complex, Byzantine and indeed Kafkaesque in their complexity, that the current arrangements that are proposed, because it's almost impossible for there to be an independent hospital on that site if the land is not owned by the state.
But not impossible.
It is impossible for it to be independent if the land is not owned by the state.
No, you're saying it's almost impossible. So my point again is if there is a will, a political will, you can find the lawyers to make this happen. Would you concede that point?
I can concede the point that you can find lawyers to make a CPO happen.
No, but I'm saying full operational independence.
They've tried that. That's been going on for the past 5 years and they haven't been able to sort it out with some of the finest legal minds in the country.
But there have been significant changes in terms of the desire to remain the owners of the land or to transfer the land to a new company. The corporate framework and structure and basis of this conversation has been a moving target.
The problem with the company that the sisters are trying to transfer into is that it's a Catholic company, because it is a successor organisation to the Religious Sisters of Charity. And nowhere in the world has a religious organisation or congregation succeeded in transferring ownership into a lay, completely secular arrangement.
I studied law. I don't know what a Catholic company is. What does that mean?
It's a company with Catholic ethos. For example, St. Vincent's Healthcare Group is a DAC, a designated activity mm-hmm. company, and it has a Catholic ethos governed by the ethical standards of the Catholic Church, which is fine. They're open about that.
So the corporate entity is like any other corporate entity, but you're talking about the operational ethos, which emanates from the owners, which are corporately a couple of steps back. Isn't that right? My point to you is, surely, again, if the political will is there, you can get lawyers to steadfastly lay down the operational independence and control of this new corporate entity.
Well, as I say, they've been trying to do that for the past 5 years.
I know, but I say the basis of the conversation has changed, hasn't it?
So, well, the CPO changes everything, and it's a very elegant, simple solution. And it's up to the state now either to proceed with the CPO, own the land, make it an independent hospital. All of those other difficulties disappear. Mm-hmm. Whereas if they proceed with the current arrangement, no matter what sort of complex arrangements, legal arrangements you have, it'll be once more the state will have capitulated to the Catholic Church. So, and once more it'll be women who will suffer.
Which brings us to the point now of your legal opinion and the case for a CPO. Tell us what that is, if you don't mind.
Well, there are two things, really. Is it in the public interest that the state should own the land, and is it justified? I think the answer to that is yes, because it provides complete guarantee of independence of clinical practice without any possibility of church influence. And the second thing is, would that CPO succeed? And the answer we have from Stephen Dodd, senior counsel's opinion today, is that yes, it would. So this is a game changer, and it just shifts the whole narrative to now we have a solution to the problems that have been going on for years, and we can move ahead and get the new hospital on the site of St. Vincent's in Ellen Park as an independent entity. And arguments against ownership put forward by St. Vincent's don't stand up to any critical analysis when you look at them.
How much would a CPO cost?
Well, the Sisters of Charity are willing to transfer for €1. So there would be no cost to the state if they honoured their commitment to give it to the people of Ireland.
If they didn't, has it been worked out, or do you have a ballpark?
Well, the land, the sisters in the 1930s bought the whole of Ellen Park. So they own the golf course, they own the nursing homes beside St. Vincent's, they own St. Vincent's Healthcare Group and all of the land around it. That land, in their latest financial figures, which were reported in their annual report, which I read just out today, is about 220 million. However, the site on which the hospital will be built is obviously an awful lot smaller than that.
I've seen a figure around 50 million. Would that be right?
I couldn't say, Cormac, to be honest with you, but I mean, that can be worked out. And in the overall context of the cost of the thing, which is now running at 800 million plus, to guarantee independence, that would be a small price to pay. And I think the sisters should really honour their commitment to effectively grant it to the people of Ireland, but they'll get 50 million for it if that's the figure.
If that's the case, yeah. The other big question that people will have about a CPO, and it's been raised already in this conversation before this legal opinion came forward today, is the question of delay. Now, if this were to be challenged in any way, are we heading down a legal rabbit hole here that could take years to resolve?
I don't think so. My understanding from the opinion today is that the actual process itself should not take a particularly long time. And what I'm talking about is months. And as I said, this has been going on for 5 years. We're no closer to a solution than we were at the beginning, back in 2016, when the Mulvey report was issued. And remember, the Mulvey report said that the hospital should be owned by the Religious Sisters of Charity. That is still in the Mulvey report. So, you know, people need to realise this. The Sisters of Charity still own the whole of St. Vincent's Healthcare Group. Their transfer has not yet happened, and people need to understand that.
Mm-hmm. And they put forward an argument against CPO, for example, where they say there are other for-profit healthcare businesses, and in terms of integrated care, it's important that it remain in the overall ownership. But what do you say to that?
I say that's nonsense. If you look at the St. James's site in Dublin, in Ireland, the National Children's Hospital is on the same site as St. James's. There are several other large clinical entities on the site of St. James's. If you look around the world, co-location of different hospitals on the same campus, independent, independently owned, independently financed, independently governed, can work perfectly well together. The original plan of this, remember, was co-location, not integration, and not the fact that St. Vincent's Healthcare Group and St. Vincent's Holdings would own the NMH. And that's the concerning thing that people need to realise.
Finally, your line, Uplift's line here is CPO the land or else get out of the site entirely, is it?
That's the bottom line.
Have you got a response from government on this yet?
No, it's too soon for that. I mean, it was only released today.
Never too soon.
It represents a solution for the state.
Okay, well, let's see what the state says about that. Former Master of the National Maternity Hospital, Dr. Peter Boylan, thank you very much indeed.